tonight. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Man, in Job chapter 29, what we have here is kind of a catalog of everything that Job has lost. And he's longing for the way things used to be and talking about how great things were. Because if you don't know the story of the book of Job, I'll just quickly bring you up to speed. But Job was the most righteous man living on the face of the earth at that time. He's a very godly man. He feared God. He eschewed evil. And of course, God is testing him. And so he goes through pretty much every horrible tragedy that you can imagine. He ends up losing all of his wealth. He loses his employees. His children all die. His wife tells him to curse God and die. So he's, you know, lost the respect of his wife and the support of his wife. And then not only that, he's physically afflicted with boils all over his body. And so he has literally lost everything. He's been brought as low as you can go as a human, whether it's physically, socially, emotionally, financially. I mean, he's just at rock bottom in pretty much every way possible. So in this chapter, he's reflecting back and saying, oh man, I miss the way things were. And then in chapter 30, he says, this is what things are like now. And he describes his current situation. Chapter 28 is about something else completely different. So I want you to get the picture here. Chapter 29 is, this is what I've lost. This is the way things used to be. And in chapter 30, it's, this is how things are now. Now, the reason I want to emphasize this chapter tonight is that when we lose everything, it could cause us to think about what's really important to us. Because if Job is looking back and saying, oh man, I wish things were the way they used to be, then by looking at what he brings up, we can kind of see what was really important to him. Because he's obviously missing the things that are the most important to him or that matter to him the most. And you know, as you read this chapter, you find that the things that he missed, most of them are really good things. It's not just that he missed, you know, the whining and the dining and living the good life. But if you look at the things that he missed in chapter 29, it's actually a lot of righteous things. And it kind of shows what was important to a godly man like Job, because we want to be like Job, because like I said earlier, the Bible tells us that Job was the most godly man on the earth at that time. So Job is definitely a role model for us. He's definitely someone we want to look at and say, hey, I want to be like Job. I want to think like Job. So the question that I would have for you tonight is, what was important to Job? What mattered to Job? Well, chapter 29 explains that to us. Look at verse number 1. It says, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. The first thing I want to point out is that Job misses the most the feeling that God is blessing him, that God is pleased with him, and that God is taking care of him. So when you read this, obviously we know the story. We know that God has not actually forsaken Job, and we know that God is pleased with Job, and that he's going through these trials and tribulations for a different reason. Not because God's angry with him or upset with him. It's not that God has actually turned his back on him, but that's how it feels. And obviously Job, in this sense, pictures the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything in the Old Testament is, of course, pointing us to Jesus. Think about how Jesus, he knew no sin, and yet he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus obviously did nothing wrong to cause him to be hanging on that cross and saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the same way, Job didn't really do anything wrong to deserve these things, but yet he's enduring these things ultimately for other people, because he endures these things so that we can learn from them. And so there's a little parallel with the Lord Jesus Christ there. But the point is that even though Job had not truly lost God's blessing or God's favor, he thinks that he has, because that's what his friends are telling him. And obviously, he doesn't feel like he's being blessed by God when everything's going wrong in his life, literally everything. And so he says, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness. You know, what Job starts with shows that's the most important thing to him. You know what? That ought to be the most important thing to us. When we measure the success of our life, when we measure how good life is going, what we really ought to ask ourselves is God's light upon us? Is God blessing us? Is God the one who's preserving us and guiding us and shining the light on our path? You know, the most important thing in our life is whether God's pleased with us. That should be our number one priority with the decisions that we make and the things that we do. You know, when I get up to preach on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night, sometimes the sermon's going to be popular. Sometimes it's going to be unpopular. Sometimes people are going to like it. Sometimes people are not going to like it. But at the end of the day, what really matters the most is whether God liked my sermon, whether my sermon was pleasing to God, whether it's the sermon that He would want me to preach on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or Wednesday night, if it's something that's His will or according to His will or within what God has commanded me to preach. You know, that's what matters the most to me. And when it comes to any other area of life, whether it's marriage or child rearing or business or studies or whatever, you know, we need to ask ourselves, is this pleasing to God? Is God pleased with us? Because let me tell you something. If God is pleased with you and God is blessing you, if God causes His face to shine upon you, everything else in life is going to be fine. Everything else will fall into place. All things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. And so when Job is regretting his past condition, the first things he brings up have to do with, man, God was blessing me. You know, God's candle shined upon my head. By His light, I walked through darkness. Verse 4, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. You know, these are the things that are the most important to Job. Notice that this conversation doesn't just start with, man, I miss all the good food that I used to eat. And man, I miss going out with friends and being able to just throw those $100 bills on the table and just pick up the tab and the dancing and the partying and the gambling. And, you know, that's not what was important to him. First of all, he wasn't even doing that. He didn't live that kind of a lifestyle. But he misses his walk with God. He misses God blessing him. He misses having God near unto him.